We're good to go.
Okay, well, welcome to the Executive Committee meeting of the Air Pollution Control District, San Luis Obispo County, August 24th, 2016 meeting. Let the record show, we'll start with the roll call. Please, Alyssa.
Mr. Adam Hill is absent. Ms. Arnold?
I'm here.
Mr. Smuckler?
Here. And we don't have anyone in the audience for public comment, but I'll go ahead and open and then close public comments and move on to business item number one, which is approval of the minutes for June 1st executive committee meeting. Do you have anything to adjust? I didn't say anything.
I didn't either, so I guess since it's you and me, I'll make a motion.
Okay. I will second the motion of approval. And all in favor, you want to do a roll call?
Mr. Smuckler?
Yes.
And Ms. Arnold?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
And let's move on to business item number two for our upcoming September 28th APCD board meeting draft agenda.
Okay. Thank you. So the consent agenda is pretty much your standard stuff, except we do need to add an item on grant reauthorization adjustment because we have your board took a your board reauthorized funds at the June meeting, and at the time we hadn't closed the books on the year, and we had a couple of additional expenditures that came through that affect the amount that got reauthorized, so we have to have your board kind of redo that now with the current numbers. So that'll be on there just as item A6. And then we have the APCO's and Council's report. And probably during my APCO's report, I'm going to introduce, we have two new staff. Mm-hmm. So we finally replaced Aaron's with Ruby Rajbanshi. So she's been here about a month now. And then we have a new engineering tech position that was kind of a reorganization from a regular engineer down to an engineering tech. So we have a new member in that position. So I'll have them attend the meeting so we can introduce them. And
Larry, in that report, do you mind talking a little bit about the current fires and some of the...
Absolutely. That's a great idea, fire update. Yeah, because we're doing a lot.
Yeah.
And I definitely would like to give our staff is really engaged right now on this with a lot of folks countywide. So, yeah, I'd be happy to do that. That's a great idea. Okay. And then Ray on district council.
Well, isn't it time for your annual evaluation?
Right, yeah. So
you're going to report back in November, so I need to at least make an announcement about it.
Yeah, that you're going to be sending materials out and so forth. Right. Yeah. Okay. And then under board business, so we have our annual air quality report. And Carl Tupper, hopefully, will make that presentation. I just heard from him that his son has to do annual checkups at Stanford mm-hmm. Hospital. He was at, how old was he? How many?
He was just shy of 28 weeks.
Yeah.
She's pregnant.
No,
it was
25 weeks.
Oh, I thought that it was she was 27 weeks.
25 weeks, so a lot of issues, and you know, he's doing okay, doing good now, but yeah, he's got, so it sounds like it might conflict with this. I hope it doesn't, but if it does, then we'll have to push that to November. And then we have our annual report on the emission reduction projects that were funded through the grant programs during the last fiscal year, so Andy will give that report. We do have the public member and alternate member for our hearing board open, and we've had announcements out there. I don't know if we'll have any or even enough applicants in to even hold that item there, but it's on the agenda for now, so hopefully that will happen. There's another item that I need to add here that has just come up, which is allocation of grant funding for a compressor project for Union Pacific. We have been involved with the city and Union Pacific in looking at and trying to find a solution to a pretty large public nuisance problem that we have since Union Pacific recently in this last year. I think it started maybe back in November or so. They have rerouted their trains, and especially the, what do they call them? The car rack trains, I think. You know, those large train cars with that are fully covered, they oftentimes are yellow on top and screened on the side. Have you seen those? Mm-hmm. Those are car carriers. And apparently, because of traffic dispatching and so forth, they arrive full in the San Joaquin Valley and get dropped off at different destination points, and then they bring them over here and they park them until they're ready for use again, right out here, right behind us. They go, and the train, they're very long. They're about 7,500 feet long, these trains. And the only siding that they have available for that they can keep them parked on so that Amtrak can go through and all that, runs from essentially kind of behind where the graduate is over there all the way through across Tank Farm Road and into the Edna Islay residential neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And they have, because of requirements that they have to keep their hydraulic brakes pressurized, they leave one diesel engine running all the time while they're parked there. And they can be parked anywhere from 2 to 8 hours. Sometimes they've been parked as much as 24 hours there. And they're essentially idling in a residential neighborhood. Mm-hmm. There.
This story sounds so familiar. Is this what was happening down further south for a while?
It was happening actually by the depot. And we required them to install no idle zones and no idle signs so that they wouldn't idle in that, because it was right up against the residential neighborhoods as well.
Yeah,
and we
did the same thing before.
Right.
I was trying to remember.
Well, and so back then, we met with Union Pacific, and it might have even been Burlington Northern at the time, I forget, you know, but they always bring three attorneys to any of their meetings, and we offered to buy a compressor for them because we had money from our grant funds. We could just show that it would be an emission reduction, a health risk reduction, and all of that, and install it so that they could plug it in and keep the brakes pressurized and shut the engine down. And they said no. They didn't want to because they were afraid it was going to set some kind of precedent. It would look like we had some kind of authority over their operation. And I was so frustrated over that whole thing. But now they sound willing to consider it. They are considering it because this neighborhood has been really active. I mean, they're calling up their national headquarters on a daily basis. They're calling the city. You know, these folks are upset. And they seem to be more upset about the noise at the moment than they do about the emissions, but I think that's because we've been having pretty good dispersion. Mm-hmm. You know, once wintertime sets in and we get the inversions that we get and those emissions are laying low down there, we get emissions complaints, but the noise is the big thing that they're, and they have gotten the attention of Union Pacific. And so we've had a number of meetings with the city and UP. We had a community meeting just last week and with the community at one of the parks over there to talk about solutions. And what it looks like we're coming to agreement that UP will agree to install a compressor there, and the cost is going to be split between them, us, and the city. And so we're trying to see if we have some grant funds available that we can do that with and reallocate to that specific usage.
How much did it cost?
Well, it could be anywhere from $100,000 to $200,000, because they have to bring in electrical power to the place, number one, and it kind of is on like an elevated grade up there, so they're going to have to build a pad, and
so
they
got a permanent.
Pardon me?
It becomes kind of permanent.
Oh, it will be permanent there, and of course, ultimately, the community folks. I mean, they saw this as a real partial solution to their problem. Ultimately, they don't want those trains there.
I was
going to
say, if it becomes permanent, that means they get to look at the yellow.
And they don't want that. They're like, you know, this is neighborhood. And they brought up some very good points. For instance, you know, kids come home after school, they're out there climbing on the trains, and, you know, there's no security guard there to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a safety hazard and liability having those trains parked there, because they are right in the neighborhood. And so they're looking at other options as well, but for now, this would bring the best short-term relief to them. And so we're going to put an item on the agenda here for the board. If we can, you know, hopefully we'll have come up with the money from some of our grant programs to reallocate to this. So I'm going to add that. And then we have a closed session on, you know, the pending litigation, and then also on labor negotiations with staff. So it's that time of year to do that.
So, Larry, as far as the bulk of the meeting,
mm-hmm.
there's been a couple of things that I've wanted to schedule when we had opportunity. One was follow up with the Central Coast Climate Collaborative.
Oh, yeah, right.
Short presentation on that.
Okay.
And then we never did receive the presentation of the state of the climate for 2015.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not, do you think?
Well, this would be a good agenda for that, because it's not very full right now. So, I mean, I think we have time to add those.
I'd like to, because okay. I don't think we're going to have a better opportunity. And
yeah.
With the air quality report maybe happening or maybe not, it's pretty compatible.
Yeah.
I don't think anything that's belaboring the presentation getting too long, but just to be able to review it. And
I would like to, on the state of the climate, I'd like to see if I can get one of the representatives from National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to come down and present on that, if possible. That would be great.
That would be great.
And then the Central Coast Climate Collaborative, maybe I'll see if I can get the local government commission to come down and talk a little bit about, you know, what's happening statewide there. Because there are five of those collaboratives out there right now, and then we're trying to form the sixth one with the six coastal counties. So
all six coastal counties?
Well, it's five coastal central coast counties and San Benito, because they kind of are in that Monterey Bay area. So it's Ventura, Santa Barbara, San Luis, Monterey, Santa Cruz, and San Benito.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's quite a number of representatives already from a whole host of different agencies and organizations, including Cal Poly and the Monterey Bay University up there. They're talking to UC Santa Barbara. We've got planning agencies and transit agencies from the different counties, water board representatives, And it's mainly related to resiliency and adaptation, like trying to make our communities more resilient to the effects of climate change and sharing resources, because different areas have already embarked on different programs. And so, you know, one of the biggest advantages of forming the collaborative is just being able to share information and resources and work on joint projects together. So that would, you know, like sea level rise and things that are happening with that. The wildfire thing as related to climate change. I mean, it's clearly not going to get any better, and it's likely to get a lot worse according to all the projections. So trying to deal with responses to that and so forth.
Well, that'd be great.
Yeah. So, I think we have, this would be a good agenda to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, because November will probably be pretty packed.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything else, Debbie? Or?
No.
What about from you, Larry? Looking good?
I think that's it. Ray, do you have anything to add?
No, I can't see anything. Uh-uh. The closed session may or may not, may be fairly short. I'm not sure I'll have anything.
You mean on the litigation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll basically be focusing on one of the stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
This case number one is effectively done. Now that's completely gone. And number two and three are still kind of pending, but I'm not sure there'll be anything happening about that meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Which is good.
Yeah. Thanks for holding down the fort.
That's all.
That was so
fun. She did a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was sitting there, everyone's looking at me like, hello. Oh, my friend.
Oh, that's me. That's right.
I was just sitting there waiting for somebody to start the show.
Yeah.
That was funny.
I'm glad you picked up the reins.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, I guess we'll adjourn.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Good meeting.